Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're continuing a message I've entitled Ask What You Will, and we have been looking at the glorious position that God has given to man, His original desire and intent for man when He placed Adam and Eve in the garden. But unfortunately, because of sin, there are many over the generations who will not believe, those who willfully resist God, and those who refuse to believe will be given up to their unbelief. There are those who God, the Spirit of God woos, and they resist, and eventually they make the choice, no, I'm going my own way. Hear what 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 4 and 3 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." What a dreadful position to be in. And 1 John, the 5th chapter, verses 9 and 10, "If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, that He hath testified of His Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son." Failure and heartache always comes from disobeying God. Many, oh so many, are caught up in idolatry and apostasy today. Adam was given such a beautiful position in the beginning. He was to govern and rule for God. But instead, he chose to willfully disobey God's word, and he found out it brought the very death that God had promised. In God's divine mercy, He has promised life to all who will come in faith and believe and obey and serve Him with all of their hearts and all of their mind, with all their soul and with all their strength. That is the first and greatest commandment. And if we, Jesus made it simple for us, the Lord always does that, if we would do that first and greatest commandment, and love our neighbor as ourselves, all of the law, all of the prophets are contained therein. And if this would be our focus, our desire to please Jesus, then we don't have to worry about particulars. That motivating desire will be a harness, if you will, on our tongues, a bridle on our tongues, and a constraining force on our attitudes and the words we speak. God has provided salvation for the entire human race. He's omitted no one, no race, man, woman, boy, or girl, only if they will avail themselves of His glorious mercy. Perhaps you may have heard the only real sin is rejecting Jesus. There's none too wicked, none too perverse, that if they repent and turn to God, that the precious blood of Jesus cannot cleanse them totally from their sins. Yea, though your skins be as scarlet and as crimson, they shall be as white as snow, as white as wool, the scriptures tell us. The devil in many guises today is robbing multitudes of Christians, even of their full blessings. They, like Adam and Eve, still want to believe the lies of Satan rather than the word of God. I'm not worth anything. No matter what I do, I can't succeed. I just never had a break in life. Oh, I know God loves me, but when it comes down to it, I don't see prayer answered. He will say all kinds of things to make you doubt God, to make you doubt His goodness, Well, if God's a good God, haven't you heard that? How can he let little children suffer? There are so many accusations and so many things that come out of an unlearned heart and an ignorant spirit, that only if we will understand what has occurred truly, and that's the point of the Word of God, we understand the fall of man. We understand their understanding was darkened, and that in the beginning they had everything to satisfy them. They had fellowship with God, and mankind, even fallen man, is constantly searching for that heaven, that paradise that we have lost corporately. That's the thrust of the transhumanists, the one worlders. They want that. They're still believing that line: "Ye shall be as gods." And they're trying to use science and medicine and nanotechnology and artificial intelligence to achieve their ends of immortality. Actually, what science is, you know, those on the cutting edge of the far edge, they're talking about a post-human era. Beloved, if you haven't heard, there's a lot out there. It's really scary what they're planning. However, we know the human race will survive. Jesus is in control. God is in control of the world. And even though many still want to believe the lies of Satan, those who hunger after the truth, God will reveal truth to them. You talk to many Christians. You ask them what they have by being a Christian, and the majority will quickly tell you, well, they've been saved from their sins and hope to make heaven their home, and that's just about the extent of their confession and knowledge of who they are as sons and daughters of God. Everything God has promised us is ours through obedience, beloved. God speaks repeatedly of obedience. In 1 Samuel 15:22, and Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Jesus said, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." John 15:7. That's the secret of answered prayer, beloved, that you so love the Lord that you will, when he said, "If you abide in me," which of course, as we, when we are saved, Jesus comes to dwell in us, but his words have to abide, find place in us. We understand and out of love are willing to obey. And then we can ask whatever we wish, and it shall be done unto you. Colossians 3:16-17 states, "Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." God made a promise to the children of Israel, and he is still the great promise keeper today. We are as much his children as are the Israelites. He's brought together Jew and Gentile in one new man. In Exodus 23:19, God says, "The first of the first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring into the house of the Lord thy God." We should offer him that which he has placed in our hearts. And this isn't just in terms of material or financial things, but the talents, the gifts. We should allow the Lord to use those giftings, those talents he's placed within each of us. They're all different, and everyone has some, that we offer them to the Lord, and God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will anoint your efforts, and you will be even as the hands and feet and mouth of the Lord Jesus in this earth. Psalm 40:8 states, "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." When Brother Glass began the ministry years ago in 1965, the slogan, if you will, of Unveil Christ is the whole word, the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. And there are, I've heard Christians say, well, you know, I just read the New Testament because that's the dispensation we're in today. Well, beloved, you can't understand the New Testament if you don't have a knowledge of the Old, and the Old doesn't make sense unless you understand the revelation of the New Covenant, which is Jesus. He's found in every page of the Bible. It's all about Jesus. Praise God. And what I'm taking time on these broadcasts is to encourage you and exhort you to be faithful to the Lord, because He's faithful even when we are not. In fact, I'm just sensing now there are some that you're feeling badly about where you've been. You've kind of slipped back and you're not walking in obedience. You don't have the fervor you once did. Let's just make it right. Let's just go to the Lord. Father, we come to you where there are those specifically who need to be restored into that intimate fellowship with you. But Lord, we can say with those that are praying this, all of us have fallen short. All of us haven't been as faithful. All of us have not been as diligent. And Father, we ask you to forgive us. And we ask for the grace and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bring us into a place of complete and utter and absolute surrender, that we can say as the psalmist, yea, Lord, I delight to do thy will, thy law, your word I have put in my heart. And Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. In Jesus' name, praise God. Well, as I sense what the Lord may be directing me in the next several broadcasts about faith, you know, it's impossible to please God without faith. Jesus asked a question to a handful of men almost 2,000 years ago or over. He's asking the church the same question today. Where is your faith? When he comes back, Jesus said, will I find faith on the earth? So thank you for your prayers for beloved, and I'm so grateful, UCM partners, for your prayerful support, your financial gifts, and my radio family. I remember you in prayer every day. I thank the Lord for you, and I thank you for joining me. I thank you, and if you're sensing the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I thank you for taking that effort. Yes, it takes a little bit of time and effort, but if it's the Holy Spirit prompting you, what have I been sharing? Obedience is better than sacrifice. So you can drop just a short email if you wish. I will confirm receipt and I will pray for you. But if you like a letter of encouragement, I ask you to enclose your mailing address. Or if you write a letter, I will, in all cases, I'm only the one that answers the mail and sends back a letter to you. It's Sister Glass doing it. So God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,